Of course. Come along. A Doctor Who Story by Eris Mirkwoni, also known as Eris TGD. Read by Calicuria. How wonderful, he said, when Martha told him she has, will have had, traveled with him before. Oh, don't tell me, he cautioned a moment after. We can't upset the laws of time. Still, how delightful. The teenaged boy in the kilt and the girl in the sparkling jumpsuit grinned together and helped her on board. The TARDIS was different, all white and gleaming and new, and the Doctor was different too, just as giddy, but without the manic edge, like he was always trying to forget something. Jamie held his hand out for her when Martha stepped outside, and Zoe calculated frequencies and probabilities as they clambered around a space station, chased by Daleks. This feels familiar, Martha said, when she and the Doctor were surrounded by the creatures, the eerie call to exterminate, filling the air. Ah, you have traveled with me before, the Doctor said. Zoe was the first to make her move, when they'd all rescued each other, stepping close into Martha's space for a hug, a peck on the cheek. It felt good to have her snug in Martha's arms, and then they were pulling her back to the TARDIS. Jamie was nearly skipping, and off to the next adventure. She found herself sitting up in the console room, listening to the hum of flight, staring at the stark walls. The Doctor brought her tea and sat with her for a while. You don't remember me, she said. I mean, later, when we meet again. That's time, he said calmly. It's not that I won't remember. There are things I can't remember until I've done them the last time. Memory gets sifted through in pieces when you cross your own timeline. You once said to me, time is a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff. He grinned. How lovely! Yes, yes, that's exactly it. Oh, that's clever. Martha smiled, leaned forward over her tea, and kissed him. He blinked at her, startled, when she leaned back. My dear, what was that for? Because I never got the nerve to, last time, she said. That evening, Jamie warmed his cold feet on her back. Martha thumped him and curled up tighter around Zoe, grinning to herself, feeling home. The end.